racism, and environmental destruction. In all these hard times, personally, collectively, you wonder how you can get through. Take heart. Hard times are not a mistake. There is praise and blame, pleasure and pain, gain and loss, praise and disrepute. Did you think this would not happen to you? Says the Buddha. Trouble, says Zorba the Greek. To live is to have trouble. The first thing to recognize in hard times is that you're not alone. Jesus had hard times. The Buddha did too. They were attacked, blamed, ignored, despised. And yet, you come from 1,000 generations of survivors who've carried the lamp of humanity from one generation to another. Even now, listening to these teachings, you join a stream of humanity who together are finding ways to carry the lamp of wisdom and courage and compassion in hard times. Several years ago, when I was teaching an evening in San Francisco with Pema Chodron on compassion, we had a large hall filled with 3,000 participants. In the question period, one young woman stood up and spoke in the most raw and painful way about her partner's suicide several weeks before. She was carrying the complex feelings of guilt and anger, of loss and fear, of tremendous grief and confusion that mark the suicide of another. Pema quite skillfully taught her to feel her breath and to hold all the experiences she was carrying with compassion. And then as I listened to her, I could feel her loneliness. I asked, "How many others of you in this room have experienced the suicide of someone in your family or someone really close to you?" More than 200 people stood up. I asked them to please look at her with the eyes of those who had gone through this tragedy before her and all they had learned. And I asked her to keep her eyes open and look around the room. The room became a temple of the shared heart of compassion. We were all in it together. She and everyone in the room could feel the compassion as if we were in a great temple. We were humanity, all in it together. But it's not just these great difficulties. Even with our simple problems, confusion, self-doubt, conflict, and fear, we need one another's wisdom and support. My friend Annie Lamott writes, "My mind is like a bad neighborhood. I try not to go there alone." In these practices, the liberation and kindness you may have forgotten, we will share together. Take heart as well. Your difficulties are workable. The dark night, the loss and suffering, are worse when we ignore them or try to run from them. Without attending to them, they turn on us or others. As James Baldwin has written, "I imagine one of the reasons people cling to their hate and prejudice so stubbornly is they sense that once hate is gone, they will be forced to deal with their own pain." Instead of running in these practices, you will find the ways to center yourself on this earth, to turn toward the dragons and demons, to name them, and you will find that they can strengthen you in surprising ways. Elie Wiesel, the Nobel laureate, writes, "Suffering confers neither privileges nor rights. It all depends on how one uses it. If you use it to increase the anguish of others or yourself, you are degrading, even betraying it. And yet the day will come when we shall understand that suffering can elevate human beings. God help us to bear our suffering well." The practices we share here are not simply more advice or self-help strategy. They are the work of the soul.